for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
So last week, Guardians of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt was walking around town with his wife, being normal human beings, when a crazed paparazzi decided to take a photo of the two of them. And somehow, for some reason I can't comprehend, this photo of him holding a water bottle in one hand and his wife in the other turned into one of the biggest stories of the week on the internet. Why? Well, let's look closer. Look at that shirt. That's right. It was his shirt of all things that caused a huge controversy online and sent leftists into a panic. A t-shirt of an American flag with the words "Don't tread on me," which, by the way, you can get right now at InfoWarsStore.com for only $17.76. This t-shirt made liberals all over Twitter call him the forbidden R-word. It even led to Yahoo News publishing a full-blown hit piece on Pratt and accuse him of wearing a white Super Sauce shirt. We have to say Super Sauce or the YouTube gods don't come after us. Just look at this headline. Chris Pratt criticized for white Super Sauce t-shirt. This article was so bad that they had to change the headline to Chris Pratt criticized for t-shirt choice. In fact, they even included an update at the top of the article that says, "This article was updated on 17 July with the initial headline, Chris Pratt criticized for white Super Sauce t-shirt, being amended to Chris Pratt criticized for t-shirt choice. References to white Super Sauce in this article have been removed." But that didn't stop Yahoo from publishing another article that same day. Chris Pratt is in hot water for this controversial t-shirt, and the internet has thoughts. This article, by the way, has plenty of references to white Super Sauce. The article reads, "The coiled rattlesnake with the 'Don't Tread on Me' message is the iconography associated with the Gadsden flag, created by Continental Army Brigadier General Christopher Gadsden. While the flag's original purpose wasn't rooted in white Super Sauce, it has been adopted by some white Super Sauces in the far-right groups in recent years. In some of these instances, swaffles." Yeah, we'll go with that. "Have been added to the design." Who adds a swaffle to a... So when Pratt was spotted wearing a shirt with the Gadsden design, some people quickly drew a parallel between Pratt's wardrobe choice and the less positive associations of the flag. So what were the associations Chris Pratt was going for with his wardrobe choice? According to The Blaze, Pratt's t-shirt benefits the pro-America nonprofit Brain Treatment Foundation, an organization dedicated to providing support for brain health initiatives relating to treatment, rehabilitation, research, and public education for those suffering from the effects of traumatic brain injuries, including veterans and the elderly. But of course, that important piece of information is nowhere to be found in either of the Yahoo News articles. Great journalism, guys. After all, this is the same outlet that said a picture of me in New York City was actually taken in New Jersey. I kid you not. Look at this. Caitlin Bennett, pictured in New Jersey with Manhattan in the background, caused controversy when she posed with an AR-10 in her Kent State graduation photos. It's too bad that Yahoo never corrected their piece about me like they did for Chris Pratt. Even after I corrected their lies and posted more of my pictures in New York City after they wrote the article about me last year, Yahoo never bothered to update it, and instead said that I was standing in what appears to be Hoboken, New Jersey. And perhaps in that very sentence lies the problem with modern journalism. Journalists today write about how things appear to them, instead of writing simply about what's true and factual. They are taught to write with their feelings instead of facts. That's exactly what happened to Chris Pratt, and exactly what happened with the Betsy Ross flag a few weeks ago. Nike took the word of a failed NFL quarterback that the Betsy Ross flag was the forbidden R-word, and didn't bother to do any historical research to find out that the Betsy Ross flag was the very first flag in U.S. history, and she was commissioned by none other than George Washington himself to come up with a design for our nation's first flag. The feelings of a total loser were more important to Nike than the truth. The Betsy Ross flag is a symbol of independence, as is the Gadsden flag that Chris Pratt wore on his t-shirt.
We'll be right back. support medieval Europe ever captured or shipped one black soul, one African, out of Africa. The Arabs had created the trade. They ran the trade. And they control the trade to this day, where it's seen as a status symbol to have African slaves in your haram, which is the godlike heaven zone that a lord lives in. Haram, the hidden, the secret, the heaven. And all over the world, the ultra-rich Islamicists have black servants.
They sell Africans over there. In Libya, they sell men. Even 15-year-old Libyans are there in a car, they're armed. They'll come and kidnap you, and they'll sell you for $70 to $150. And then others will resell you.
As soon as you arrive in Libya, the first thing that happens is that you are taken away and sold.
Like an animal, I was sold four times in open markets in Libya. The last time I was sold for $10,000, I was tortured every day.
The worldwide hub for the slave trade all over the Pacific Ocean, starting 700 years before any blacks were sold by whites, was Somalia. And the light-skinned Arabs there did not allow their people to marry anyone from Kenya or the surrounding areas. They got slaves from as far away as Nigeria.
Avevo ero colto più di loro di alcuni, però a causa della mia razza o della mia tribù che era considerata inferiore, ero discriminato e considerato schiavo. Mi portava a non amare più di stare lì, costretto a andare, perché loro, insomma, ogni momento dicevano che io ero un tanzaniano.
Well, what we're finding is that Libya is now a broken economy without any rule. It's got a very small population, 6 million people, and the size of Libya is twice the size of France. So it's a small population, and they seem to be essentially living off the migrant trade. From migrants being passed from one to another, being exploited as laborers who don't get paid, or simply being abused in different ways and being sold on for profit. So it's kind of a shocking situation, and it's very difficult to know what can be done about it because the country is in such chaos, and as we know, ISIS are there. There are different militias. There's no central government of any name.
Now, this is currently going on. Ilhan Omar is an Arab, and it talks about she is a god. You look up her name, it's one of the dominant families in Somalia that is known as royalty, basically, and known as rulers of humans or rulers of slaves. Piracy, kidnapping, black slavery, white slavery. She's a god. And she comes to rule you, and you will bow. You will hit that damn knee.
These comments from the White House are disgraceful and disgusting, and these comments are racist.
The chair will remind all members, please, please do not make comments toward personality-based comments.
This whole Ilhan Omar, the Jihad Squad, all of it, really illustrates what a bunch of cowards the Republican establishment is, and how you turn on any channel, they're saying, well, what the president has said is racist and he needs to walk it back. No, Ilhan Omar has openly said she doesn't like this country. She said that she's going to teach us how to be patriotic.
If you go back into the four congresswomen, the things they've said about our country are terrible. What they've said about Israel are just terrible. I don't know. I can't say for sure, but certainly a lot of people say they hate our country, and I think it's a disgrace.
And so since the first day this president introduced the Muslim ban, knowing that the country I came from was on that, and that my country now was on the track of implementing fascist laws, I knew that I had to speak up.
She comes to this country and squats on us and spits in our face, and we're supposed to bow down to her. You don't go to Mexico or someplace and run your mouth about how it sucks. They'd say, get the hell out if you don't like it. And that's how any other country in the world who isn't totally brainwashed acts. We're not saying get out of here because your background is an Arab slave family, Arab slave traders. We're saying because you're an arrogant, America-hating liar that says we're running concentration camps and our overworked Border Patrol are Nazis killing children.
Right now, the president is committing human rights abuses at the border, keeping children in cages, and having human beings drinking out of toilets.
Ilhan Omar goes along with the lie that children are drinking out of toilets. She came here as a refugee. She married her brother. She wrote letters to federal judges to get ISIS terrorists out of prison. She voted against bill blocking terrorists from life insurance. The woman is a cancer.
I know there are a lot of people that are trying to distract us now. But I want you all to know that we are not going to let them.
And the crowd was right behind her.
To me, she's far more patriotic than the people who were at the rally chanting last night. And when I hear that, it makes me afraid.
I'm concerned that Trump is building a militia, to be honest with you.
Are there folks from Africa that come here that are great people? Absolutely. I've run into people that have immigrated here from Africa who are hardworking, smart, nice people, because they know to appreciate a country like the U.S. compared to some of the places they've come from. But a lot of people are brought here and have chips put on their shoulders by the left and by leaders the Democrats give them, like Ilhan Omar.
Heavy news day on this July 23rd, 2019. I'm going to lay it all out for you. And then I've got guests coming up. Leo Zagami is going to join me in the second hour. We're going to have Jessica Yaniv on again. And Alex Jones will be back to ask her some questions. And then I will probably open up the phone lines as well and make an announcement on the InfoWars Army and the InfoComs at the end of today's broadcast. But folks, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. The great guests, the great crew, all the hosts, the expansion, everything that we're working on is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So as I go to this short break and get focused and ready to bring you the news on the other side, go over to InfoWarsStore.com. Get 50% off DNA Force Plus. Get 50% off Super Male Vitality. And more specials only found at InfoWarsStore.com. And your support at InfoWarsStore.com today keeps us on air tomorrow.
Infowars.com/show.
Wow.
sick and tired of? I'm sick and tired of being called a Nazi or a racist or a bigot or a white supremacist or everything and anything in between because I love America and I support President Trump. I'm sick and tired of it. You know, I got all these stacks of news to get to, and it is a big news day. But, you know, I got this clip. Beto O'Rourke, a fake name. Robert Francis O'Rourke, the most Irish name you could have. Straight out of Irish lineage, and then he just claims he's Beto, so he can win the Hispanic vote out of Texas. Polling at 0%. God's gift to the Democrats, raised over $80 million, a Senate campaign record, loses to Cruz anyway, and polling at 0% for a Democrat nomination. And he's going to have a rally where he's going to say, he's going to have an event where he's going to say, Trump campaign events are like Nazi rallies. You're going to have Democrats say President Trump is racist. You're going to have Democrats say it's a white supremacy movement and all this garbage. And meanwhile, they never even take the time to ask a Trump supporter why they like Trump. They never even stop to consider that there might be a different ideology out there than theirs. They never even take a minute to gain any perspective on the situation at all. And I've got this story today that is very troubling, but I can't say I didn't see it coming. And this is the stuff that we've been warning about, but is about to reach a fever pitch with the 2020 election coming up and the rhetoric of the Democrats. When they're out here calling Americans Nazis, many of which whose DNA literally has victory over the Nazis in it, that memory. And you've got Democrats calling people racist and Nazis and everything else, saying we're putting people in concentration camps while they want us to be economic slaves. You know, eventually you're going to get a fight. And it's not good. So let's play this clip of a man polling at 0%. Raised over $80 million as a Senate candidate, still couldn't beat Ted Cruz in a rigged election, and is polling at 0%, but still gets mainstream interviews where he can call Trump supporters Nazis.
Do you think that President Trump is racist?
Yes, President Trump is a racist. What we saw in North Carolina last week.
Now, see, pause it right there. See? You buck-nosed, ugly, thin, wiry freak, you're calling me a racist now, and I'm sick and damn tired of it, man. But they know that. They want us to punch them in the mouth so that they can start crying and say, oh, he punched me in the mouth. It's like some little Eddie Haskell comes up to you and makes a bunch of your mom jokes and makes fun of your sister or something, and you're like, you know what, screw you. And you hit him right in the face and, oh my gosh, why did you do that? Oh, he attacked me. Oh, it's so bad. That's who these people are. Say, you're a racist. You're a xenophobe. You're a racist. You're a KKK member. You hate people. You're this. You're a homophobe. You're that. And eventually, you know what, tough guy? I've had enough of you. And then what happens? Well, let's finish the clip and I'll tell you what happens. Finish the clip.
inciting hatred and
you're inciting hatred, Beto.
That is violence against people
fraud.
Based on the color of their skin, based on their religion, based on their difference from the majority of Americans. And it is in keeping with the president, who describes Mexican immigrants as rapists and criminals, who describes asylum seekers as animals or an infestation, who says that Klansmen are very fine people. It's
what?
Very clear
this guy is such a liar.
And we either willingly submit to that, we are complicit in our silence, or we stand up against it and then also stand for what we know this country can be. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's what the people who are part of this campaign
are trying to do. Look at this loser. Literally the definition of a loser, this guy.
From members of Congress who hold
this is the guy that they claim Trump is.
And
this is the racist. This is the guy who got all of daddy's money without working a day in his life. This is the guy who's the fraud. This guy. This is the guy who literally tried to feed his wife feces. That's the guy right there. But let me explain something. This is why this is so important. They've lost the culture war. The Democrat Party is dead for all intents and purposes. They have lost the culture war. The only people that they have are literally the dumbest, most low IQ, that just will hop on any bandwagon people that don't care to do any bit of research because they're lazy. And so it's all about being trendy and feeling like you're part of the cult. That is literally the Democrat voter base now. And that's what they want because that's what their rhetoric is reaching for. So the problem isn't that the Democrats are winning hearts and minds. The problem is that the Democrats are trying to start a civil war. And if they're not, if they're genuinely not trying to start a civil war, these are literally the dumbest people in American history ever. Because they know Trump's not a Nazi. They know Trump supporters aren't a bunch of racists. They see the tapes of thousands of black people showing up at conservative events supporting Trump. Hundreds of black people in the White House. The Blexit movement. The walkaway movement. The Lexit movement. They know all of this is happening. They're not stupid. They just have to incite a civil war because it's the only chance they have is a violent revolution that they then seize control over as a globalist front group. But they're not winning hearts and minds. But the problem is they're not ratcheting down their rhetoric. They're ratcheting it up. They're ratcheting up their violence. So what happens? Louisiana policeman fired over Facebook post suggesting Ocasio-Cortez be shot. Now, again, I don't like this. This is not good. These are bad trends. And I'm not saying AOC deserves any of this. I don't want violence against AOC at all. As far as I can tell, the only law she broke was some campaign finance violations. Hell, everybody does that. She's just a typical Democrat there, giving money to her boyfriend or whatever. The problem is, you can only sit here and be told how bad you are and how much you suck and how racist you are and how bigoted you are and how bad you are and how your skin color is bad and how you're running concentration camps and you're worse than a Nazi. You can only be told that so many times before you take your fist back and you're getting ready to slug somebody. But they know that. That's what they're doing. That's why they keep saying racist. That's why they keep saying Nazi. That's why they keep saying KKK. They want you to punch them. They want to incite violence so that they can then say, oh, you're the violent offender, and then bring in a globalist revolution that they'll be the front group for to claim power. That's what are doing.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. This is The War Room.
With Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
It's really a hard thing to analyze and provide commentary on when you see someone blatantly trying to start a fight and you don't want to see a fight, but You know that one side of the aisle is on the wrong side and one side of the aisle is in the right and justified. And you kind of see where this fight is going and you don't want to see it, but part of you just says, well, okay, you asked for it, you're going to get it. And so my heart sank when I read the story this morning about a Louisiana police officer saying Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez needs to be shot. And then another one that liked the post got fired too. Because I don't want to see this violence. But you got to understand something. I mean, let's just cut it. Let's be clear about something here. I mean, it's not like there aren't fringe people on all sides of the political spectrum. And I'm not saying that necessarily even these police officers were these fringe people. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I'm saying if you're Cortez and you sit here and you trash America every day, what do you think is going to happen? If I go to Iran and I talk trash on Iran as an American, within 24 hours, I'll be kidnapped and probably raped to death. So you see, but nobody will say, oh, Iran is so bad. Why didn't they let that American take a big fat dump on their culture and trash their politics? Oh, but see, if you're an American and you want to hate America, that's cool. That's trendy. That's pop culture. That's hip. That's progressive. And you know, I don't even care. I'm almost so sick of all this Israel crap. Now today they're destroying a bunch of houses in Palestine or what was Palestine. And everyone's like, oh, it's Israel's territory. Oh, it's the Palestinian homes. You know, why do I even care anymore? I'm trying to have my own damn country. Okay, let the Israelis figure it out. I'm sick of having to be their military. I'm losing America, okay? I've got politicians that hate America. I've got damn jihad squad politicians that want to bring America to its knees. Do you understand how phony a $20 minimum wage is? A $15 minimum wage is phony. Let me explain something to you. The only reason why the Democrats want to increase the minimum wage is so that they can take more taxes. That's all it is. They're literally just giving themselves more tax dollars. That's all it is. If they cared about working people, they would cut taxes. You don't have to raise the minimum wage. If you're working on a $12 an hour minimum wage, you probably see less than $10 of that. So why not just say, we're going to cut taxes on people working for a certain wage, and that way they don't have to pay it? No, because that doesn't work. How are you going to have free health care? Now they say free health care forever. Literally. Do you understand the madness of this policy? Wide open borders. Anyone can come here, and now you get free health care for life. For life. Because doctors don't have a life. Don't you know doctors can work 24/7? Didn't you know that? Oh, it doesn't matter that we already have a shortage of doctors either. That's irrelevant. We already have a shortage of doctors. We're already having to fly doctors in from other countries in a lot of circumstances. Doctors already volunteer and go all around the world to provide medical care for people for free. Some of them in Congress. But you see, no, America is so damn racist, we've got to make doctors work like slaves 24/7, and then they never get a day off. They have to care for everybody that comes from any country, and that's what they have to do now because a bunch of communists think America's racist, and so doctors have to suffer, and you're going to pay for it all. And then those same people are going to scratch their heads when they become widely unpopular? You know, it's kind of the same thing. Like, I deal with a bunch of crap. I deal with people that hate me. I deal with threats. Of course I do. I'm not surprised. I don't complain. Yeah, I'm fighting in an information war. I'm trying to get other Americans to realize their country is under attack. So yeah, the enemy within is going to try to destroy me. So if you're an American politician that's an enemy of America, that hates America, that talks trash on America all day long, trying to destroy people's way of life, guess what? You're going to be hated and scorned. Wow. Oh, I guess that female brown privilege you thought you had wasn't so powerful after all, was it? You thought you could go into Congress and cry in Spanish and be a brown lady and say, you don't get to have a border, racist bigot. Don't you see? I'm a brown lady and I'm crying. I'm Rashida Tlaib. You deserve a $20 an hour minimum wage. It doesn't matter that we're just going to take all that money from you in taxes anyway. You're a racist. You're a bigot. And now, not only are we going to give you a nice big minimum wage that we're going to tax and take all of it, anybody from anywhere around the world can come into this country and get free health care for life. For life. Now, let me tell you something here. If a foreign enemy, an invader, a conquering force comes into this nation, burns America's flag, spits on the flag, tells you you're going to be an economic slave to their third world invasion, a foreign enemy comes in and does this, what do you think would happen to that foreign enemy? How do you think that would go? So all I'm saying is that America has had enough. All I'm saying is that calling a bunch of innocent citizens who just have love for country, love for God, racist, bigots, Nazis, xenophobes, homophobes, and everything in between, all I'm saying is America is sick and damn tired of it. And you better realize them fighting words. And you know what happens to people that pick a fight with America? It's not so good, is it? But see, the Jihad Squad bet against America. The Democrats have bet against America. They're all hedging their bets right now that everything's going to collapse and a globalist one-world government run by either the Chinese Communists or the UN is going to come in and sweep everything up and give them power unilaterally as some front group fighting for social justice in what was once known as the United States of America. And people started to realize this when they basically told you that's what they're doing in so many words. We're coming for your guns. We're ending free speech. We're opening the borders. You're going to pay for all the health care. You're going to pay for everything. And Americans realized, wow, this is what a foreign enemy would be doing if they wanted to conquer the country. And so then you sit here and you have to make a decision, folks. If someone comes into your house with a gun pointed at your head saying, give me all your crap or I'm going to rape your wife, what do you do?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Back to the Infowars.com War Room. We've got big specials happening right now at InfowarsStore.com. 50% off DNA Force Plus, the most elite supplement you can find at InfowarsStore.com. 50% off. 50% off Super Male Vitality. 50% off all Infowars Life Select Storable Foods. Big discounts there. 40% off The InfoWars Life protein bars, very popular. Read all the reviews for yourself. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. And we've got household items, so it's not hard to support us. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, all part of the InfoWars Life product line at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out all the great discounts and support us at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, there is a bunch of news I need to get to before my guests start lining up coming up in the next hour. So let me just get right to it. So you've got the Mueller testimony, which got delayed. You have literally now thousands of Mueller report readings in local theaters, local parks, rec centers, churches, all these thespians, street performers doing live Mueller report readings. And it's the strangest thing to me because there's nothing in the Mueller report. So Mueller delivers the report, says, yeah, no Russian collusion except on Hillary's side. And then the Democrats and the left somehow celebrate it like it's a victory. But it's really just like an expression of futility. But it's all about dragging it out. It's all about keeping it in the headlines. In some strange perversion of reality, like, oh, Mueller got him. The Russian collusion is true. They all know it's a fake story. They all know there's no Russian collusion. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. I can't even imagine living life like that. I can't even imagine living life knowing I'm a total fraud and a total liar, knowing I'm believing in fake news, knowing I'm falling for propaganda. I can't even imagine it. I can imagine not liking Donald Trump as president. I can imagine not liking some of his policies. I can even imagine liberal progressive policies. But what I can't imagine is somebody who knowingly tricks themselves, somebody who knowingly goes out on a limb for something they know is totally fake. That is something I don't understand, and the only way I can comprehend it is that these are mentally ill people. And they are. They are mentally ill. They're mentally deranged. They have a mental disorder. I can't explain it. The best way we explain it is Trump derangement syndrome. But I don't know what the hell's wrong with these people. I don't know why they're so hateful. I don't know why they're such frauds. I don't know why they insist on assaulting you when you go out in a Trump hat. I don't know why they try to eat my microphone. I don't know why they grab me by the balls. I don't know why they try to spit on me and punch at me. I don't know why they hump me and grope me. I don't know what the hell is wrong with these people. But get ready. The big Mueller testimony's coming up. Oh, that'll surely be our deliverance, and that'll get Trump out of office. We'll do nothing of the sort. It'll be more hype for a nothing burger. Oh, but that's not going to stop Maxine Waters. Mad Maxine. She's on a power trip. She's been on a power trip for 50-plus years, been in government. You notice how these Democrats are in government for 50 years, and they keep telling you what they want to do? Maxine Waters is one of them. A fish out of water, this one. Maxine Waters says, impeachment first, prison next. Why do I feel like it's going to be Maxine Waters that gets impeached and goes to prison? Why do I know that that's Maxine Waters? That's justice for Maxine Waters. She's the criminal. She's the one stealing millions of dollars. She's the one siphoning money from the highway funds. She's the one giving her husband lucrative contracts. She's the racist. She's the liar. And anybody that knows me knows I have a lot of pride in my hometown of St. Louis, and this is literally the trash of St. Louis, Maxine Waters, the garbage. St. Louis kicked that witch to the side and said, go to California. So she went out to California and just destroyed that economy for decades. Probably the worst to ever come out of St. Louis is Maxine Waters, just the worst. I have no respect for that woman. At least Jack Dorsey is like... At least I have some respect for Jack Dorsey. I have no respect for Maxine Waters. I have more respect for the trash in this trash can right here than Maxine Waters. Bernie Sanders defends staff compensation after complaints his campaign isn't paying $15 an hour. And then he decided to pay his campaign $15 an hour and then realized, oops, we can't afford it, and had to cut ours. I mean, that is the epitome of Democrat policy right there. All right, we've got this policy to help you. Policy gets put in place. Sorry about that policy. It ends up, it actually hurts you. I mean, literally everything they do. Obamacare, total failure, major healthcare, more expensive. You couldn't choose your doctor. $15 an hour minimum wage, you lose your job. That's the Democrat way. That's how they roll. At least there's one thing Republicans and Democrats can agree on. They like spending our money. And so they just reached a new budget deficit deal, and America gets screwed again. Hardcore. And that's one thing Trump is not, a fiscal conservative. But people have their reasons as to why they think Trump is doing that. Meanwhile, more than 2,000 migrants were targeted in raids, only 35 arrested. New York Times had the original piece on this, so I don't know how much I trust it. But the story goes they had targeted a couple thousand people in the United States illegally. Who knows how these people found out ICE was coming, but they found out probably, and that's why they weren't able to be apprehended. Only 35 were apprehended. And so illegal immigration just goes on. The Democrats continue to endorse it, support it, and even help it to happen, which is treason. I've highlighted that in the U.S. Code multiple times. But it doesn't matter. You see, Trump is the one guilty of treason. Trump's the one that made the U.S. economy strong again. Trump's the one that's bringing all the jobs back. Trump's the one's repatriating funds back into the United States. Trump is the one that has American pride. Trump is the one rebuilding the military. Trump is the one that has the big 4th of July parade. You see? So Trump is the treasonous one. Not the ones that are trying to bring in millions of illegal people that then we have to pay for their health care for life. No. No, not us. You see, it's the ones that love America that are the treasonous ones, not the ones that hate America. You see how that works? That's 2 + 2 = 5. This is an interesting one. Gay U.S. couple sues State Department for denying their baby citizenship. Well, your baby's not a citizen, you see. Your baby was born in Britain, you see. So what happens is, and this is, of course, a new thing because of new technology, you can basically have a surrogate mother for your baby, which you can artificially inseminate with your sperm. And they had this baby, this gay couple, American couple, and the baby was born in Britain. So, of course, the baby comes here now, and it's not a citizen, and they're bitching and complaining to the New York Times about how they're worried about their baby getting deported. So they filed a discrimination lawsuit against Mike Pompeo for the department's decision to deny citizenship to Simone. So this is a new, interesting phenomenon here. But that's the story. Now, you've probably seen the viral video. Let's roll the footage. New York Police Department cops get drenched by buckets of water. And so this is the police in New York receiving just total hateful treatment. And sad to see this. This is totally a Bill de Blasio thing. This is totally a Barack Obama thing. They incited more hatred against the police, not to mention the media. And then the police are handcuffed, pun not intended. They can't do anything about this because of new policies. And so basically they just have to take ridicule and abuse and just deal with it because that's what Mayor de Blasio tells them to do. But no one talks about the hate that cops receive. Doesn't matter what color their skin is. Now, new Baltimore Deputy Police Commissioner robbed at gunpoint. So it's out of control in Baltimore, too, again, because they have weakened the police force up there so they can't do their job. So, again, the Democrats, they just destroy everything they touch. There's no safety. There's no economy. There's nothing. Just death and disease. That's what they're all about.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This
is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. You want to see what happens when the Democrats get in charge of a major city? You want to see the absolute video evidence of what happens? Let's go to a report filed by Fleckus Talks, the absolute state of Los Angeles. The following video was shot in 1 hour, and it's video footage of a car rolling down the streets in LA, just homelessness and trash everywhere. Everywhere.
Can I ask you a question for an interview?
Hey guys, it's Fleckus. This week I'm going to tell you why I'm leaving Skid Row and moving somewhere else. Fleckus Talks.
What's up?
Queen, is it cool if we ask you some questions recording? What's going on out here? Why is it so crazy out here?
Why is it so crazy out here? Because everybody on drugs.
Needles in the street. The guy says
there are less toilets in Skid Row than there are in the Syrian refugee camps. The homeless here just kind of blow dump on the side of the road. It's very disgusting. Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Literally feces everywhere.
Working on my NA book.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to start my 12 steps.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Congratulations. That's great. Are you out here in this area?
All day, every day.
What's it like out here? How long have you been out in this area?
I've been here since 1985 from Portland, Oregon. I was molested by my father for 9 years. I got sick and tired of it, and I just came here.
Why is everyone allowed to live like out in the streets like this? Why isn't the city doing anything about it?
Well, you know, the city, you know, they keep saying that they're going to build more housing, but it's taking too long. And then you got more people that's coming from other, you know, parts of other cities, and they're coming to downtown Los Angeles because of the resources that they hear about, but that is so slow to get by, you know what I mean?
So there's a lot of resources being kind of advertised, but at the end of the day, there's not much to go around.
Exactly, exactly.
And there's been a 50% increase in homelessness since 2012.
Yes,
it has. So people from all over the country are heading down here.
Exactly, because they're hearing about this, and they're seeing about it on TV and stuff like that, but when they get here, they realize, you understand what I'm saying, that it's more difficult than they really think.
These are the people the Democrats claim to fight for.
A lot of people on the streets.
Notice how they've done nothing for
them. Or do you think it's a mismanagement problem?
I think it's a mismanagement problem.
So there's a lot of money that comes into this area and just never really makes it to the people. No. There's a lot of disease spreading too. Have you seen that?
There's a lot of HIV around here right now.
Literally, folks, just needles and feces everywhere. This is
shocking.
But
I tell anybody that I do business with, hey, I'm HIV positive. If you still want to f*** with me, that's on you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And also, there's a lot of typhus. Even the plague is coming back. It's kind of crazy.
There's a lot of abscesses.
Oh, dead rats.
All kinds of sores are on people.
Staph infection.
Yeah, and people are, you know, they're not f***ing taking care of themselves.
It's too bad.
If you're going to be a drug addict, be a safe drug addict.
I agree. You want a water?
Yeah.
In L.A. County, there's over 53,000 homeless people out on the streets. There are over 1,000 registered sex offenders. And when it comes to the problem these people face, a third or so are mentally ill. Another third have substance abuse problems or addicted to something. And the other third are kind of just living off the grid and kind of grifting. People are dying out here?
Oh, they die every day.
I think it was like 900 people last year.
Yeah.
It's sad. Well, thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for helping. Yeah. And it's a tough cause, but I appreciate the stuff you're doing. Take some more waters.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Wood spoon. That's you. It says sprinkles. Pork. Can I have it too? We want to give some. I am Terrence's wife.
All right. Another Fleckus Talks in the books. As you can see, Skid Row is kind of falling apart. So is California in general. So for those reasons, I'm out. I'm going to move to a normal suburb and live a more normal life. I'm out of this chaos zone. I'm done living in Mad Max world. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you at the next one. Fleckus Talks.
Great report from Fleckus Talks. I mean, I don't know. Look, again, I'm no Republican, okay? But when it comes down to policy, folks, if you can't see what Democrat policy does, I'm sorry. You're blind. Or you're just retarded. I mean, this is ridiculous. Look at every major city run by Democrats, folks. They literally destroy the economy and cause rampant poverty and disease. Literally every single one. Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, where we have major specials happening right now. Deep discounts, 50% off DNA Force Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality, 50% off all select storable foods. And those are meals that you enjoy, not just your average emergency food supply, which is just to sustain. These are meals that actually taste great and are really filling. It's the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support makes everything we do here possible, all the guests, all the crew, everything. And we cannot thank you enough. Please take advantage. Please take advantage of 50% off all InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, emergency food supplies. Now, Leo Zagami. Yes, Leo Zagami. I know you missed him, but we got him back. We got him back on air. And Leo, I'm sure that you are monitoring a story that is extremely interesting here. So you have a missing teenage girl who vanished over 30 years ago, Emanuela Orlandi. And so they've been searching for this girl, and they go to the Vatican to search for, I guess, some evidence, and they end up finding just unbelievable amounts of bones buried at the Vatican embassy. You've got the story on leozagami.com. This story is now mainstream news, Leo. You had it last year. What is the story with Emanuela Orlandi, and why is mainstream media picking up on this now?
Hello, Owen. Hello to all our viewers. Well, when it comes to Emanuela Orlandi, I have been for a few years a friend of his brother, Pietro Orlandi, who has been fighting to get this case heard of the disappearance of her sister, who was a Vatican citizen, and disappeared in the early 80s, never to be seen again. After the disappearance of Emanuela Orlandi, a lot of conspiracy theories sprang up on the nature of her kidnapping. But in the latest years, I have interviewed two times Pietro Orlandi, the brother. You can find the interviews on Google just by Googling my name and the name of Pietro Orlandi. And in the interviews, I could just witness myself, even off camera, because I was able to spend a lot of time with Pietro, the suffering of this guy who had all kinds of people coming to him during the course of years saying, Emanuela is here, Emanuela is alive, Emanuela is buried. Now, in the last year or so, they've been coming up with places where bones suddenly are found. And then after, they are, of course, calling the investigation, and Pietro Orlandi is working with his lawyer, with the lawyer, which is called Laura Sdro, to try to find answers that the Vatican has not given that easily. Now, in the latest search that was done in the Teutonic Cemetery, which is a specific cemetery in the Vatican territory, they didn't manage to unearth the bones of Emanuela Orlandi. But just last Saturday, then a bunch of other two ossuaries full of thousands of other bones were found. And now this is a big problem, because aside from the fact that you need to identify, for identifying Emanuela, you will have to go through all these bones. And some of them might be of a historical nature. They might be there for 100 years, thousands of years. Who knows? The problem, though, is that the Vatican has some dirty secrets, and that they are, of course, being unearthed, and is not being, of course, saying unearthed in the real sense of the word. Because in the case of these two ossuaries and all these thousands of bones, it's going to be really difficult to examine. You have to understand that Emanuela Orlandi bones were supposedly unearthed already a year ago, when they had found some other bones in a Vatican embassy in Rome. This is a other part of town. So these bones keep on popping up. And of course, also stories of how Emanuela disappeared, because Emanuela was connected to a guy called Monsignor Marcinkus, who was in charge of the Vatican finances. The connection of Emanuela Orlandi and this guy called Marcinkus was unveiled after the kidnapping, when a guy called by the media, the Americano, with a strong American accent, called the media saying that they had kidnapped Emanuela. Emanuela, of course, was instrumental at that time because there had been a big Vatican, a big scandal in the Vatican. And in that period, there was a possible bankruptcy, also one of the banks connected to the Vatican Bank. So in the end, it was a very tense period also for geopolitical affairs. And to kidnap a Vatican citizen was deemed as important. But also there is another thing that popped up when I investigated the case with Pietro Orlandi. He met with the number one Vatican exorcist, the late Father Gabriele Amort, who told him that there were black masses celebrated in the Vatican. And basically Pietro heard from him and other sources that the sister could have been brought to one of these black masses. And there is one guy who has interviewed an alleged witness of the events who said that Emanuela died after a line of cocaine, that she was very young. Of course, she was just a teenager, and you can't give cocaine to a teenager because the heart is not fully developed and is very dangerous. So these black masses with the use of cocaine apparently link Monsignor Marcinkus with a guy called Ephrem Delgatto, who used to be the head of the Satanic Church in Rome at that time, or a very influential Satanic sect. And so I investigated for years this whole matter, and also with Pietro Orlandi and another priest who was both a friend of me and Pietro, we actually investigated this thing and arrived to find the place where they maybe celebrated these black masses, which was in an island on an artificial lake near Rome, the Lago del Turano, Lake of Turano. And so there is a lot of things that need to have further investigation. But Owen, we are talking about a case that spans a few decades and still doesn't have any secure answers. We have also a witness from the mafia, from the mob, who came forward giving his own version of the events when the prosecutors in Rome wanted to close down the case, and Pietro was really upset about it. The guy said that basically she was kidnapped and that she was then given for a satanic, for a black mass. So, I mean, this whole thing, when it comes down to the possibility of Emanuela being sacrificed, is highly possible. If the truth is unearthed, apparently they could mean the biggest scandal for the Vatican yet. That's why they said to Pietro Orlandi, of course they didn't tell him officially, when Pietro Orlandi met with the Pope, one thing though he said, which left us all a bit puzzled. Pope Francis says, "Oh, your sister is up in the sky." Now, how does Pope Francis know that the sister is up in the sky if no bones were ever found, if the mystery was never fully unveiled? And now the Vatican, you just showed on my website, has the courage to do a seminar, a course that's been lasting the last few weeks for the priest, an anti-pedophilia course. So the Vatican wants to teach his own priest how to not be pedophiles. And the Pope has said that pedophilia is like a drug. Well, if a pedophilia is like a drug, the Vatican is one of the biggest drug dealers on the planet. And so that's how it is. I must say now that these thousands of bones that now the Orlandi
found... Well, we got to go to a break. Hold it right there. We got to go to a break because I want to get into the significance of these bones on the other side. They're running tests on all these bones, thousands of human bones that they found. And then the one bones that they were wondering where they were, they got moved. It was someone that was buried there. So nobody knows whose bones these are. It just adds more mystery.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We Leo Zagami is with us, leozagami.com. Leo Zagami is really in the know, folks. It really is great to have Leo as a common guest here with all of his insight, very rare insight. Now, Leo, we were talking about all these bones that are being discovered in the Vatican, at in the Vatican City, where they're searching for this girl that's been missing for years. I would say the odds are she was sacrificed in a black mass ritual, and there's enough evidence to say that that's potential here. But, Leo, what is the significance of these bones? Because there's no answers on these bones. It's a mystery. What are these bones doing there? They're taking them in for testing right now. As far as I can see, nobody expects them to find Emanuela's bones. But whose bones are they? Why are there thousands of bones? And why are they buried under the Vatican City? I mean, Leo, this is like epic stuff. You reported on this last year. Mainstream news is now picking this up. I'm not sure what spurred them to pick this up now, but we're talking about unearthed human remains under the Vatican City in a search for a missing girl. There's no answers. This is creepy stuff.
Very creepy stuff. And I actually dedicated a whole chapter of one of my books, which actually have on sale on the InfoWars store. I think it's a volume 3 of my confessions, to this whole topic of Emanuela Orlandi and my own investigation and my long lasting friendship with the brother, which, as I said, is really has never given up on finding his sister that was probably sacrificed in a black mass ritual. But we don't know that for sure. He likes to think that she's still alive. That's the thing. You know, when I talk with Pietro every time, he still says, until I find evidence that she's dead, for me, he's still alive.
Well, that's a psychological thing, though, with people dealing with death and finality. I can understand that. That's kind of basic human function. But
yeah. When it comes to ossuaries, the ones you mentioned, you see, there is a common practice in the church to put together bones, for example, of a specific order or of a specific, maybe a big, an episode of some kind has sparked a lot of deaths back in the Black Death period, and then they put them in these ossuaries. So the practice of having ossuaries, which means a lot of different bones put in the same place, is not so rare, especially for certain orders of monks. But these particular ossuaries don't really have an answer, because the Vatican didn't even have them on their map. So they
you would be surprised to hear that this is one of those areas where they just put a bunch of bones when there's mass death. We're talking about under the Vatican City here.
I remember that 4 centuries ago, there was a big scandal in France, the Affaire de Poisson. It was called, I think it was around 1627. I don't remember exactly the time, but maybe at the end of that century, this big scandal unveiled thousands of bones. And the reason for those thousands of bones that were unearthed in the garden of this aristocratic lady was that they were celebrating black masses, and all these bones from the children that were sacrificed were put together in these ossuaries. So we don't know who are these bones. We have to, of course, investigate it further. But one interesting thing, Owen, I must say, the actual two burial places that they were trying to investigate last week, that apparently belonged to these two German princes, because the actual cemetery that they were investigating was the Teutonic Cemetery, and they were indicated by a specific person that Emanuele Orlandi was buried in those in that specific part of the cemetery. Well, they unearthed absolutely nothing. There were not even the bones of the princes that were supposed to be there. And this is really weird, because, I mean, they were actually marked graves with no bones. And now, instead, we find on another side of this area, suddenly find these ossuaries. But it's also interesting the fact that they actually unearthed a couple of tombs with no bones. I think that is also a very interesting news, not only the recovery of these thousands of bones. That, of course, will take a long time to analyze. And it's going to be very difficult for the family, the Orlandi family, to go through this process all over again.
Now, this is a mystery that I don't think there's going to be answers to. And I just feel like I feel bad for the Orlandi family.
Owen, the girl went out to go for a flute lesson. Then she called the family saying there was these guys who were interested in some kind of work that she was supposed to do for some perfume company, some kind of cosmetic company. And then after she went out, she was never seen again. That's it. I mean, there was a moment, Pietro told me, in which she went out and then they never saw her again. And that was
Me if I'm wrong here, Leo. I mean, you're very familiar with the Vatican, folks. I mean, you can read his books. But, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I know in 1983, obviously, technology isn't where it is at today. But, I mean, the Vatican City, tight security. I mean, a mouse doesn't walk across the street there without, you know, someone tracking its fart. So, I mean, how does this girl just disappear?
Well, there were a couple of witnesses that says that Emanuele Orlandi was thrown into a black car with some unidentified characters. And later on, the name that sprang up over and over again was the name of Marcinkus. Now, Marcinkus was condemned by the Italian authorities after the big P2 scandal and the Vatican Bank scandal that also featured a guy hanging upside down in London, the famous Roberto Calvi murder before the disappearance even of Emanuele Orlandi. But all this was basically left untouched, Marcinkus, who then was brought directly to the United States. And he died in the United States, I think, approximately in 2006, 2005, 2006, he died. But he was never investigated by the Italian authorities because the Vatican used their diplomatic status to bring Marcinkus from Italy into the U.S. without being touched. And then he could live a safe life until at the end of his life, though, things got a little bit twisted because I remember myself and I was involved in it directly. There was an investigation by some journalists in Italy that unearthed other things about Marcinkus. And so at that point, Marcinkus dies. Just, I think, a week or two before a friend of mine was supposed to interview him. And that was pretty weird, I must
say. And, of course, it's all just a coincidence, Leo. Leo, thank you so much. I wish we had more time with you. I got another guest coming up. You know what I want to do, though, Leo? I want to do sometimes. Would you be willing sometime to come on for an hour with me? And I don't even want to get into news or stuff. I want to talk about what's in your books and what it was like for you to come out of Rome and Italy and seeing all of this stuff, knowing about it, to where you're at now, reporting on it, writing about it with your books, because it really is an angle into Leo Zagami that, unless you've read his books, you probably don't know. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Leo, thank you so much for joining us. Great stuff as usual.
Thank you, Owen. And I can confirm that Los Angeles is going down the drain.
Infowars.com/show. Warning, this broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer, your host here. And Jessica Yaniv is our guest. We also have one of the newest InfoWarriors here in studio. Becca is with me. She was on earlier. She's going to be weighing in as an expert on bikini waxes, I guess I could say.
That's one way to say it, yeah.
So we'll get your take on that with the whole bikini wax story. But also, we're going to be hearing from Alex Jones. He has a question for Jessica in this segment. But before I get to Alex's question and some of the nuts and bolts of this interview, I first want to ask you, Jessica. This is just rudimentary stuff, and I'm honestly trying to figure this out because I do think it is confusing for people that don't understand transgender lifestyles or the biology or whatever behind it. What do you identify as?
I identify as female, and I am a 100% legal female, both on my birth certificate and my driver's license. Everything about me is 100% female.
Okay, but you have a penis and testicles.
Yes.
Okay, now you could see how that would be confusing to say you're 100% female, but you have a penis and testicles. That's a male genitalia.
There's a whole debate that I have that I'm leaving for my closing arguments with the tribunal in regards to genitalia is not really defined. See, genitalia is literally a secondary sex characteristic, but it doesn't define gender. What defines gender is actually chromosomes.
Huh. Well, that is an interesting thing that I think scientists and biologists will be debating probably in the near future. But
there are a whole bunch of different categories of sex, like brain sex, genital sex, chromosomal sex as well. And it gets pretty scientific and pretty complicated, but you cannot, like, genitals on their own do not define sex.
Well, and it sounds to me like most of your motivation here is with the new laws entitling you to certain things as a transsexual that weren't entitled to you before.
The laws essentially have been there since about 2006. So these laws are not new at all.
All right, now let's get into some of the more, I guess you could say, interest stuff that the people that are worried about children want to know. Now, you've claimed that those tweets and messages that people are claiming are you, you've said that is those are not you.
Well, they're not me, no. In regards to the tweets, I don't know what tweets they're referring to. I have made tweets. Like, I am proposing that swim, yes, because it was shut down, and I'm trying to move it from the city of Langley to the township of Langley. But everything else that's been published out there is 100% pure and utter garbage.
So is it true, then? Are you trying to host a swimming session for young children to be topless?
Not host, but to basically... but to basically have the permission of the city in order to run this event. I'm not going to be hosting it. I don't have the funds nor the...
Will you be at the event?
No. No, I just...
So why would you support something like that that most people would say is pedophilic?
Because this needs to be there. You know, this happened in Vancouver. No one had the problem. It happened in Langley. People have a problem.
Well, now, hold on. You might say that now, but you don't know how that's affecting children. So you can say that that might not have an effect now, but we don't know how that affects the children. Now, let me go to this question because you were on with Alex earlier, and he had to let you go because he had another guest coming on. But he had one more thing he wanted to ask you. And if you're not familiar with some of this content topic matter, you can ask me and I'll fill you in. But here's a question from Alex Jones from your interview earlier.
Jessica, you were on my show today. Now you're on the War Room. And I don't look down on you that you were born a man, but you think you're a woman. That's your choice. But the questions I didn't get to while you were on haunt me. We see drag queen story time from Europe to Canada to the U.S. with children being brought and put in people's laps that are dressed up like clowns. The individuals then tell the kids about shake your booty. Some cases they ride horsey on the men. And the whole thing has a very pedophilic feel. And a lot of the people, it turns out, running drag queen story time in, say, Houston, Texas, or other cities are convicted pedophiles. Then we see Desmond is Amazing, or the Amazing Desmond, from the time he was like 8 years old, now he's like 11, at gay bars, men throwing money at him, and pedophile groups saying how sexy he is. This whole trans movement, the whole drag queen movement, it's all connected to sex with children, or the sexualization of children. And the destruction of their youth, their innocence. And so that's why people are so scared. And that's why they see photos of you in bathrooms. And they see you inviting 12-year-olds to events you're having. But say, you know, parents don't be there. I mean, I've got 3 daughters. If there was some man or woman saying, I want your daughters to come have a topless swimming party. And I don't want any parents there. Well, that sounds like pedophilia 101. So I kind of got that question in, but you dodged it. Answer the question now. How is 12-year-old girls meeting with a man or a woman at a pool and saying your parents shouldn't come, that sounds like what you do if you were going to kidnap people or something. It sounds like what you do if you were a pedophile. So do you want to denounce that right now, that perspective, and tell us how we're wrong and tell us why you want a bunch of little girls at 12 years old to show up and take their tops off with you, but no parents should be there? Answer that question, Jessica, because the whole world's watching and the whole world wants to know.
Okay, so again, this is not my event. If you pull up that, if you pull up the LGBTQ All Bodies Swim event, this event was purported to run in the city of Langley. This is not my event at all, and I wish I could show you that. But there should be a screenshot that you would have that would show, like it had like an orange header and it says LGBTQ All Bodies Swim event. This is an event put by, to my understanding, by the Langley Youth Resource Center. They just, that's the event right there. This is not mine. I never put this together. All I want is this event to have the ability to run as it did. These organizers put a lot of effort into this event, and it really sucks. It really sucks that the anti-LGBTQ have attempted to shut this down. Now, in regards to the whole topless thing, it's being put completely out of proportion. You know, if these kids want to be topless, let them be topless. They're, you know, it's legal in Canada. There's no problem with that. But if they don't, it's all their prerogative. It's not a problem at all. The reason to my understanding. For parents not to be there is basically to avoid things such as pedophilia happening at this event, and to avoid basically non-LGBTQ coming in and just attacking these kids for who and what they are.
Okay, great. So I'm curious, why do you feel like it's important for young women, young girls, to have swim without their tops on? What do you see as the purpose for that? Or what is the positive, the net gain in that?
I think the positive for them, to my understanding, is just the ability to be themselves without judgment, to be with people of their kind without judgment. You know, there's no reason. Like, okay, I'm gonna explain it to you this way. Is there any reason why I can't go take my top off if I was, let's say, 15, 16 years old and going through transition? Like, if I take my top off right now, I am a B cup. What's the big deal, really?
Well, I think it's the same reason why you can't go to a strip club unless, you know, you're 21 years old, and why you can't go to an X-rated film unless you're 21 years old. I mean, you're certainly not suggesting we remove those age restrictions, but we'll be right back. We got more coming. Don't go anywhere.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Owen Stroyer here. Becca Wright, new InfoWarrior in studio with me. We're interviewing Jessica Yaniv, who has made national and global headlines, specifically because she, as a woman, felt discriminated against because she couldn't get a Brazilian wax on her balls. Yes, that is the reality of the situation right now. Now, look. This is an interesting position I'm in here, Jessica, because I'm sure that you can understand a lot of people want me to basically eviscerate you. And apparently you're a fan of InfoWars, so you know what that would mean coming on air with me if that's what I wanted to do. I don't want to do that to you. Personally, I don't have anything against anybody for anything that they do, whether sexually or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So that's not my angle. I know a lot of transsexual people that listen to this. I met a lot of them. Specifically at the Walk Away March. There's plenty of great people out there. But, Jessica, you can understand why people are a little freaked out at a pool party for kids where they encourage taking tops off. Becca, you had a question for Jessica as far as the history of this event.
Yeah, so you said that this event has happened before and that you want to promote the continuation of this event, correct?
This has happened in these events currently run in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm not going to say where they run, but it's not easy. It's not hard to find out exactly where these events are taking place, but they are in Vancouver currently.
Okay.
And you know, the one thing I want to say is because it's not fully out there and it's not fully published, like on Facebook or anything, no one really knows about this event. Has been going on for at least a year, if not over a year now, without any real opposition.
Let me bring this angle to you. I believe it's in the DSM-4, maybe even before that, and it might be in the DSM-5 too. They classify transsexualism, or people that believe they're a different gender, as a mental disorder. And so let's take that for what it is. Don't you think parents would be concerned that events like this and drag queen story time and Desmond the amazing drag queen who dances for dollars, don't you think parents and just overall a nation could be concerned about how that affects the youth?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to Desmond is amazing and the exploitation of this kid, I do not agree with it at all. When it comes to drag queen story time, that was actually the first I have seen of that video, and I'm actually pretty disgusted by it. I do not agree with this behavior and at all. As an LGBTQ activist, I'm not okay with it.
Let me get one more question. Then we got some other questions for you here, because you do have a unique perspective. And then I know that Becca wants to talk to you about some of the waxing situation. You have mentioned before that you don't think there should be a discrimination against age. You've also said before that if somebody thinks they're an age that they're not, that that has to be acceptable. I mean, so where do you draw the boundaries? Let's say a 24-year-old man believes that he is a 14-year-old boy and goes to some event featuring with a 14-year-old girl and says, oh, I like you. You know, I'm gay too, or I'm this too, and starts to move sexually. But that's a 14-year-old boy, according to philosophy, or at least that's what they claim. I mean, where do you draw the line here? Where do you decide what's pedophilia, what's appropriate, what's not, what's activism?
Like, when it comes to things like ageism, you know, it's all up, you know, if someone wants to identify as a 60-year-old and wear diapers and walk around the house, like, I've seen, that's all up to them. I've seen people online, there's like this video of
But I don't want to talk about role playing. I'm talking about specifically when we're involving kids.
Yeah, and that's where I'm getting at is there's a video currently online of a man and a woman sucking on a pacifier pretending that she is 3 years old. Things like that are okay when it involves, I hate to say this word, but when it involves actual kids, that's where I have a problem with. But when it comes to the allowance of an event that's actually already running, we're just moving it to another territory, I don't see the problem. You know, again, if would there really be an issue if I was to go topless in a pool? Me being female, topless in a pool. I don't see why that exactly would be an issue.
But what if, let's say that's not an issue though. Could it be, but it'd be fair to then say if there's a parent with a kid there, what if it's an issue to them and they don't want their kid exposed to it? Does that mean they're discriminating?
And they don't want their kid there?
Yeah.
It all depends. It all really depends. You know, there have been Supreme Court judgments in BC that say that a parent cannot deny the fact that that a kid wants to start hormone replacement therapy. That case is currently running in the Supreme Court of British Columbia. When it comes to events, that legal case has yet to be challenged.
So what would you say is appropriate age? Because again, you can't view porn till you're 18. You can't smoke cigarettes till you're 18. You can't drink liquor till you're 21. You can't watch an X-rated film until you're 21. But if you're a 14-year-old, you can demand hormone treatment?
Yeah, you can.
And you that's can. You think that's perfectly legit?
In British Columbia, currently a judge has ruled, and you can pull
I'm
this
not
up.
Talking about, I'm saying you, though. You personally, do you think that that is right?
Yeah, totally.
You don't think that's sexual abuse or just even physical abuse of a child?
Not at all. If the kid wants to do it, let them do it.
Well, what if I'm smoking marijuana? What if I'm smoking marijuana? But hold on. What if I'm smoking marijuana or drinking alcohol and my 14-year-old wants to try that? Is that okay if they want to do it too?
When
of course not. That's abuse.
No, that is abuse. But when it comes to hormone, when it comes to medical treatment, if the kid wants to do medical treatment, then the kid is supposed to be allowed.
Well, I could say marijuana is medical treatment. Let's say my kid's having a panic attack. I mean, you can say anything's medical treatment. I think it's actually worse. I think hormone medical treatment has a worse effect on a kid at that age, probably.
The only thing, it all depends on the age that it started. Like, for example, if you start hormone blocker that age 14 pre-puberty, you're not going to develop into the biological gender that you were. That you were born as, you will transition to the gender that you're on the hormones for. For example, if you're
but that's my point. That's permanent physical abuse. Some could say that's permanently affecting somebody's life.
It's not permanent. It's not permanent at all.
You can't reverse those effects. You may be able to change things, but that happened. You can't change that.
If a kid was to go on, let's say a 14-year-old or even let's say a 12-year-old was to go on hormone replacement therapy pre-puberty and then basically get off the hormones, they would then detransition and begin
puberty. So I guess here's the problem. And if you can stick around with us, please stick around for another segment or two, because this is interesting.
Sure.
So then I guess it would come down to this. Why are kids even thinking about that? And I think that's the issue. Why are children even thinking about that? When I was 14, I feel like most people when they were 14, they're thinking about riding their bike, going to the playground, going to the pool, having a sleepover, playing with dolls, whatever. Why all of a sudden are kids thinking about this stuff and people point the finger at events like drag queen story time? They point the finger at people using Desmond the Amazing to promote this agenda. They point the finger at events like topless swim time for teens. So what's your response to that?
No one wakes up and says, hey, I want to be a different gender. It doesn't happen. There's a lot of thought process for everyone, even the kids. And the other thing I want to state is you cannot just go to the doctor. This is a fact that people think that you can just go to the doctor, any doctor, and just get hormones. You can literally go to the pharmacy and get hormones. It's not true. And one big thing that I am advocating for is actually for safe hormone use. So basically to give more access to hormone replacement treatment for kids. Because what I'm finding is kids don't tell the parents, kids get the drugs off the internet. They are on the black market, obviously. But there's a lot of process here, a lot of safeguards and a lot of process that has to be followed in order to start hormone replacement
therapy. I appreciate your transparency and your honesty here. I think that you're a true believer in this. And so, but here's the problem. You have to understand that people don't like that. People think that that's wrong. People think that's morally wrong. And so they just don't want to see this coming to their local libraries or their local neighborhoods. And then they're told they're transphobic or whatever. If you can, stick around with it for another segment or two, because we want to get your take on some other issues, not just the stuff we've been talking about so far, but Democrats saying, for example, that you could get pregnant and that if you get pregnant, you deserve an abortion. And we'll also talk about, pun not intended, the ins and outs of a private part bikini wax. Looking forward to that, I guess.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've still got Jessica Yanev on the phone, Alex Jones. Jessica's on video Skype. Alex Jones is on the phone. He wants to weigh in on this. Alex, go ahead.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. As I've said, I'm a libertarian. I believe if somebody wants to do something to themselves, whether it's suicide or whatever, that's their issue. But I don't want to pay for the sex changes. I don't want to do all this. And I don't want to sit here and buy into the cult mindset that a biological man can become a woman when you don't have a uterus, you don't have the same blood type, you don't have the same genetics. But all over the place, this entire movement of drag queen story time and his acceptance of transgenders has got NAMBLA written all over it. And it's all about targeting children. It's all about recruiting them. So you ask the question, it's why I called in, Owen. Why is this everywhere? It's because it's Caitlyn Jenner. It's the news. I made a film, Endgame 2.0, like 11 years ago. And in it, we had professors and government documents on where they admitted that it was a plan to get people to not have children and a plan to basically sabotage the family. So it doesn't mean that the individual you've got on who's very proud of what they're doing and believes they're a celebrity because they're involved in this themselves is a bad person. But the entire agenda is about eugenics. It's about depopulation. It's about targeting children when they're young and confusing their gender and then removing parental control and saying, well, an 8-year-old in Canada or the UK wants hormone replacement that causes all sorts of health problems. Let's not lie about it. The highest rates of suicide, the highest rates of mental illness are in transgenders because they're the target of the transhuman eugenics movement of Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley. And so, you know, that's the bottom line. That's what's really going on here. And they use people that have fallen into this, you know, because of their autism, their mental illness, whatever, to be the fronts of this. And they know that we have humanity. They know that we care. They know that we're actually classical liberals. And so we accept people. And that's the Trojan horse. We accept the entire movement to literally sabotage the human species as it exists. And that's the truth.
Jessica, your response?
In regards to transhumanism or in regards to the government paying for things like
there's a total targeting of children with this. That's why it's popular. That's why it's everywhere. They're making it an option. They're making it an issue. It's incredibly abusive. It's incredibly dark. And everyone sees it.
Basically, you know, the one thing I want to state is it's not possible for anyone, even youth, to go to the doctor, to go to one doctor and start hormones. It's not possible. Like even
see,
for myself,
you're dodging the question. Children are being targeted and confused, and parents are being told to step aside because the state wants to make sure we don't have children.
I don't agree with that at all.
Well, this is an AI globalist takeover, and I predicted it before it was even launched.
I don't agree with that at all.
Jessica, would you be willing to compromise? Let's say you were a leader of this, and they said, well, we're going to wait till you're 18 years old or 21 years old before you can decide to do hormone therapy.
I would totally take that to court, 100%.
But I don't understand this. Why is it, so do you think kids should smoke cigarettes at age 12 and drink beer at age 12?
No, but if they want to transition to a different gender,
we have parental consent because people are not of the age to judge because predators pull up in white vans and trick them. This is predators in government wanting access to our children, period. And you say, oh, I just want to take photos with girls in bathrooms and all this. But I think you're here as part of an apology tour because you know folks are awake and you are very confident in what you're doing. And so I'm here to tell you that targeting children with anything, be it drugs or sex or anything, is stealing their innocence and is vampiric and is satanic. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke that demonic spirit and ask people to wake up and say no. Back to you guys. You can have the final word. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, Jessica, stick around with us for another segment, and let's get your take on some other issues that are being brought up right now by politicians, like your right to an abortion. Do you have the right to an abortion? Can you even get pregnant? We'll be right back. I barely plugged today, folks. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com so we can hire more talented people like Becca over here, who joins me in studio. Literally, is today your first day or yesterday your first day?
No, today's my first day.
Literally, today's her first day. She's not even an on-air personality, and she finds herself on the Alex Jones Show and the War Room. So again, This is how we're able to hire the great crew that you see behind the studio over here, doing great work every day, making everything tick. The Alex Jones Show, the David Knight Show, everything is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge discounts right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please take advantage. All right, final segment that we have with Jessica. I want to play a clip and get Jessica's take on this, and then let's get into the bikini wax issue with Becca, who you used to do bikini waxes, correct?
Or yeah,
something similar?
I've been an esthetician for 10 years.
Okay,
and
okay. So we'll talk with that in a second. First, though, I want to get Jessica's response to this clip from Julian Castro at night one of the Democrat debates.
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home.
So, Jessica, let me ask you this question in response to this Democrat politician here. One, well, let me just ask you, I mean, can you get pregnant?
Am I really answering this question on?
Well, now hold on a second. I'm being told that you have a right to an abortion.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell, you cannot get pregnant. But I'm asking you, can you get pregnant?
Technically, yes. I can, actually.
Okay. I'm sorry. Seriously, this is absolutely crazy. But I'm going to go ahead and do it. How can you get pregnant?
Okay. It's complicated. Like I've said in the hearing, there's complex issues.
I feel like you're not being honest right now because you're in the middle of a hearing. You know you can't get pregnant, Jessica.
It's complicated. That's all I'm going to
say. No, it's not. No. Let's not play these games. You cannot get pregnant. You have male genitalia. You do not have a uterus. You cannot get pregnant.
I actually do.
So how could somebody get you pregnant then?
It's something I'm not comfortable answering right now.
All right. Fair enough.
It will remain a mystery.
I guess we'll still continue to wonder how men can, transsexual women can get pregnant.
Let me put it to you like this. Like I have a trans FTM friend, and his name is, I don't want to out this person. His name is James. Okay. But, he has a vagina. So if he changes his legal sex over to male, why should he be discriminated against? Like, I'm going to go back to these waxing cases really, really quickly here. And then I'm going to touch the abortion issue. But these waxing cases literally said, I don't do for men and transgender. That also means transgender female to male people that have like full female anatomy. So you're discriminating against technically a biological female by saying,
no, but I disagree. I don't think that's discrimination. If I go to a Planned Parenthood clinic and I say, give me a pap smear, they're going to laugh at me because I don't have a vagina. That's not discrimination. That's I can't perform the service because you don't have the proper, utilities here. Alex is back on the phone. He has a question. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I mean, again, I want to point this out. In the Middle East, they would kill anybody that's gay. We're not against gay people. In the Middle East, anybody that was a man said they were a woman, they'd kill you. But the left all wants them to be here running things. But I ask, who's more insane, the radical Islamists or those that put up with this? I don't hate this individual, even though they're trying to promote, topless swimming clubs with 12-year-olds. Obviously, we all know where that goes. It shows the mind control. This individual is cannon fodder in a larger operation. But targeting children and their innocence is the ultimate crime. And that's what the left and all this is doing. And they defend it publicly. And then to say that this person who was a man who wants to be a woman, good. I respect the fact that you want to be something else. But no, you're not. You're biologically, your DNA, your RNA. You don't have female mitochondrial DNA that only women have. You're not a woman. You can't have a child. To say that some woman became a trans man and she could have a baby. Well, yeah, because she is a woman who said she was a man. And this shows how we have to give in the total and complete mental illness of the left and reject capitalism, reject the family. People can't stay on forms, mother or father. People can't say any of this because we're under assault. This is a corporate global plan to depopulate us. This is a new world order plan to do this, and we're seeing it in plain view. And we're actually having someone come on air that's willing to admit all of this. Children are off limits. Everyone should keep their hands off the children and let them be innocent. But only predators target children. Only predators, because they know children haven't developed yet, can't defend themselves, just like child molesters in white vans or any of this. And anyone that says they want to tell children what they are, want to tell their parents go away, is an enemy of humanity and is damned to hell forever. And that's what InfoWars stands against.
Becca, did you want to bring something up about the bikini wax issue?
Well, yeah, Jessica, we talked a little bit earlier in Alex's show about, now you were discriminated against. Could you just remind me exactly what your situation was?
Yeah, so basically I reached out to a number of salons asking for things such as facials, arm waxing, leg waxing, bikini waxing, Brazilian waxing, head massage, you name it. And I was actually refused service. Now, here's the interesting thing. I wasn't refused service on the basis of being a man. I was refused service on the basis of them, or me telling them I'm transgender. That's where the issue of human rights comes into play. When you say, hey, I'm Sikh, I'm Muslim, and you get refused service, that's where the issue comes.
Right. So you do believe that you were refused service because you were transgender. Did they tell you flat out over the phone? I'm guessing you called.
Yeah, everything was done over Facebook Messenger. Like, I reached out to businesses over Facebook Marketplace. So all this discrimination, except for one case, which is actually over the phone, everything is what's called prima facie or on its face discrimination. It's black and white.
Well, yeah. I mean, as a waxer myself previously in my career, I had the option to opt in or out of doing waxing on men or women or neither. So, yeah, and that's pretty common practice in the industry that waxers can choose if they feel comfortable dealing with people's genitalia. So I feel like, you know, at that case, you know, I don't understand refusing service for facials or anything like that. That makes no sense to me. It would really shock and surprise me if you were discriminated against getting a facial because you're transgender. I've never heard of anything like that. But you could understand how maybe it's not actually discrimination if a waxer does not want to deal with private parts in that way.
Like, you see, when it comes to facials, I just don't get it at all. And that is another case I have brought several, actually, in the past couple of days towards the tribunal, because what's really wrong with a face of the face, and I'm pretty sure you'd agree with me on this, Becca. The other thing as well, that I want to bring forward is I have an expert witness that told me
this. I'll tell you what, let's let that play out. Maybe we'll get you back on. I got 30 seconds with you here. I just want to ask you.
There's one really important thing I want
to
say.
Just 1 second. I'll tell you what. Just 1 second. We'll get you back on, I promise. But I need you to answer a couple questions here. One, do you denounce pedophilia?
Yes, 100%.
Do you denounce sexual abuse of children?
Yes.
And will you protect children as the whole LGBTQ movement tries to indoctrinate them into it?
Yes, but again, things like...
No. There's no buts here. This is simple. We're protecting children's innocence here. I just want to know that people that are activists in this have that same interest.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room. I have a news blitz that I need to do right now before my next guest joins me, and then an exclusive segment with Alex Jones here. Let's just go right down the line here. Google pulls veterans ad over unacceptable keyword, Christian. That's right. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com has a story. World's largest religion is a dirty word to Silicon Valley. Now, that's because they do rituals to Satan. Parents who don't vaccinate their kids turning to homeschooling in California, data shows. And look, folks, I've told this story many times. I won't go into detail, but when I used to do youth development in St. Louis, I specifically would work with homeschooled kids and non-homeschooled kids. And most of the non-homeschooled kids did not get vaccinated. And this is from doing this for a couple years. Total proof to me, every time the homeschool kids were more well-behaved and healthier, every time. And then as soon as the kids that got the vaccines and went to the school showed up, runny noses, coughing, hacking, just out-of-control behavior, ADHD, rampant, and it was just crazy. And then you get the homeschool kids well-behaved, well-spoken, well-mannered, always healthy. And it's just amazing when you actually see it with your own two eyes. This is an incredible headline on Breitbart. Donald Trump on Afghanistan. We've been in there not fighting to win. Basically, that's the president telling you, I realize that this whole thing is a sham. I realize we were lied to get into this war. I realize that we've been lying about this war ever since. Okay, so what's next? CBS News. U.S. may have downed more than one Iranian drone, CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie says, and in fact, now they have confirmed that the USS Boxer actually downed two Iranian drones. So it's getting worse in that region. And then Russia and China do joint air patrol drills, and they draw fire, 360 rounds, from South Korean's air defense. Now, here's the interesting part. South Korea claims that their airspace was breached, and that's what caused the warning shots and the flares. Russia has denied this entire thing, that they were never in the airspace and that no shots were fired. So, again, this is just tensions around the world. U.S. willing to offer Maduro guarantees he'll be left alone if he leaves Venezuela. Boy, the U.S. really wants Venezuela, and they really want Maduro out of there. Again, more conflict. And this probably has a lot to do with the petrodollar and control over the currency reserve for the IMF. Venezuelan blackout eases in some areas, opposition rallies. So there have been continued rolling blackouts in Venezuela. Venezuela is now claiming that these are coming from electromagnetic attacks. Who could be doing that? Well, this is a story on Next.gov. Air Force wants simulated war games to plan for lasers and electromagnetic weapons, yet they will not isolate our power grid, which is 100% vulnerable to an EMP right now. Except in a certain area. Tainted alcohol kills 19 in Costa Rica. Ministry says, urging caution. You know, I got to be honest. You know, they claim to have all the proof and they've got to the bottom of it, but I somehow don't believe this one. You've had all these mysterious deaths of Americans in Costa Rica and they're just saying it's alcohol. Something doesn't feel right about that. Puerto Rican protests. You have massive protests in Hong Kong, too. But here in Puerto Rico, the governor is refusing to resign despite appears millions now protesting in the streets. It's totally viral. And he refuses to step down, and it's a total disaster for Puerto Rico now. Really sad, but that's happening. How about this, 1776 worldwide? Boris Johnson wins race to be Tory leader and prime minister of the U.K., That's massive. He's now said he has three priorities: deliver Brexit, unite the country, and beat Jeremy Corbyn. Does Britain have a chance? Does Europe have a chance? Boris Johnson wins race to be Tory leader and next UK prime minister. But, well, it's just, it's driving liberals insane. It's not quite Trump 2.0, but it's close. Never Googlers. Web users take the ultimate step to guard their data. You know, I wanted to go into this and how it's time for us to look at all of these people and decide to cut them out of our lives, like Google, and people that support Planned Parenthood and Nike and other things. I just don't have time to do it right now. But it's really, that's what individuals need to be doing, voting with their dollar. Straight Pride Parade permit submitted to City of Modesto. That's in California. So you've got straight Pride Parades in Massachusetts, straight Pride Parades in California. How dare they? Vogue editor Anna Wintour adamantly refuses to talk about Melania Trump in interview, pivots to Michelle. So it's like, here's Michelle Obama, keeps a protein bar in her crotch at all times, has the worst sense of fashion, is like shaped and acts like an NFL linebacker, but she's the goddess. She's so graceful. She's got the fashion sense, even though that's literally all Melania. And I just can't wait. I really can't wait, because it's this whole left-wing thing about standing up for women. And this is what they're going to find out. Men are going to replace women in all sports and everything because they're now claiming to be women. And, man, I just – if it turns out Michelle Obama's a dude, y'all are just you guys are hilarious. Because, again, it's stealing femininity. If a man can come into the scene and steal all the femininity and claim that they're the feminine, they have the fashion, they have everything, they have the power of the female, then there is no more woman. There is no more female. If the man can just replace the female. And isn't that the top form of toxic masculinity? Isn't that the number one way to be anti-woman, is to just claim your woman and then literally beat them at everything? But again, there's one thing a man can never replace, and that is a woman. I wanted to get into this, too, because it was interesting. Hollywood doesn't adjust the box office for inflation, but if it did, these would be the top 10 highest grossing films all time in the U.S. And it's just funny because all these new dumb movies like The Avengers and all this crap that just make a bunch of money because movie ticket prices are insane these days, and it's just all hype. And you see this list, it's like Dr. Zhivago, Gone with the Wind, Sound of Music, like real movies that aren't just hype and graphics like everything else. All right, now everybody knows about the InfoWars address I made yesterday, but this is incredible. Cartoon postcard mocking new Boise State University president diversity programs riles Idaho lawmakers. And guess who's at the center of this story? The InfoWars Army. The postcard sent by the InfoWars Army, a group affiliated with the InfoWars, offended people because they don't like a bunch of diversity programs ruining college education. But you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I have decided I'm going to have to shut the InfoWars Army down. I'm going to have to shut InfoComs down. I'm going to have to end the InfoWars Army. I'm going to have to step back because I'm just not good enough and people are complaining. And so there's some pressure and it's time to shut down InfoComs and InfoWars Army. No, you know what? I'm not shutting it down. Nope. I'm not shutting it down. InfoWars Army lives. Infocoms.org lives. We're not going anywhere. The InfoWars Army is back and more powerful than ever. We're not going anywhere. Infocoms.org.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, real quick before I bring my guest Danielle Stella on, who's going to be running against Ilhan Omar, I found this story today. Chechen Schwarzenegger Rahim Kurayev, 6 years old, breaks 2 press-up push-up world records in Chechnya, did over 4,600 push-ups in a 2-hour span. That's the record. And I'm reading this and I'm thinking, you know, most people probably don't even do that many push-ups in their life. And so I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, if you are an individual that just gets no exercise and you need something to motivate you or to kind of give you a boost, go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of Super Male Vitality. Now, this young boy has Super Male Vitality already, but most people don't
get exercise and don't get healthy, and their top excuse is they don't have the energy. They don't have the drive. Well, Super Male Vitality gives you that energy, gives you that drive. It's on sale for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we can get Alpha Power right now for 20% off right now with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. And it could be the last day for 20% off Alpha Power. In fact, it probably is. I'm making an executive decision on a new special I want to launch, and this was supposed to go to the end of the month, but I'm basically pulling the plug on this special early tomorrow. So it is going to be the last night. 20% off Alpha Power, which gives you an added boost. 20% off with coupon code WARROOM at checkout. Last night for that. I got a new special coming tomorrow. I'm starting the August special early because I'm really excited for this next one. All right. Danielle Stella is with me. Now, Danielle, you've decided to run against Ilhan Omar. I believe your background is actually in youth education, specifically with special needs kids. And so you're up in the same district that the Jihad Squad Ilhan Omar is in, and you've decided to run. So why have you decided to run against Ilhan Omar, and what is your path to victory?
I decided to run against Ilhan Omar because I got very frustrated with how things are going in our district. And I live and I work in this district, and it's basically falling apart. And she is not doing anything to help our district. Whoever voted for her, she's not even keeping her promise to them. She has only come back a select number of times for photo opportunities, such as the Pride Festival last month, to take pictures, and then she was off again. Having a drastic increase in crime here in Minneapolis, it has gone up over 80% since this time last year. Earlier this year, the FBI called Minneapolis the crime capital of our country, and it said we are the terrorist recruiting center of the country. And things like that bothered me. And then people, they're not getting help. And we have 1 in 3 children going hungry in the public school systems, and they get help during the day, but now it's summertime, they're not getting help. And as a teacher, I know how it affects a child if they're not able to get nourishment and they fall behind their peers and it's harder to catch up. And then our veterans, I've been trying to get help for our veterans for a very long time, and nobody was listening to me, and I finally had enough. And so I said, I'm going to get involved with this, and I'm going to make a difference.
Well, you've definitely got an opening. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but you definitely have an opening. Ilhan Omar's popularity is dropping quickly, but everything about this woman is a fraud. I don't know about her family history, but it's being alleged now that, maybe her family was actually very wealthy when she was fleeing Somalia. But that's neither here nor there. She comes to this country. She bitches about the greatest country on earth that let her in here and gave her every opportunity. She commits marriage fraud. She commits tax fraud. She commits fraud on the American people every day, claiming we have concentration camps, claiming there's a Muslim ban. Those are both lies. And then how about this one? You know, because I notice these things that most of the media doesn't notice, A, because they just don't care, and B, because even if they did notice it, they wouldn't report on it because they're spineless. But they played Trump bad on this, and they got Trump to retract the send her back statements because they said, Ilhan Omar is facing death threats. Ilhan Omar has credible threats. You have to walk back these statements. They're going to blame it on you. And they say, it's so bad, the threats that Ilhan is receiving now. We don't even know what to do. She's in danger. And then what do? They give out her arrival time at the airport so the public can show up. I'm sorry. Anybody who's dealing with credible death threats with that level of security is not putting out landing time, is not putting out a location to the public. It's all fraud. And then they have this big scene with all the media. It's like half media and then some supporters, and they act like she has all the support. She's a total clown show. What are the people in the district saying right now about Ilhan Omar? And are the numbers that we're seeing with her popularity sinking quickly? Do you think those are real?
I think it's real. I would like to see a local poll done. I saw the poll that President Trump referenced where her approval rating has dropped to 9%. And I want to see a local poll. I have been actively searching out for these people who did vote for her in the first place, because I want to know, what were you thinking? Because not all of the stuff that we're finding out about Ilhan is new. Laura Loomer covered a lot of this over a year ago, and now it's just coming up in the mainstream media that's very biased in favor of Ilhan. And she's ridiculous how she insults our president. She's been doing it for months and months and months. She refuses to call him president. She refuses to be respectful. She says the individual. And he didn't name names when he made his speech, and she has been attacking him repeatedly. And as for death threats, she brings some of it on herself by what she chooses to do. She's been engaging in hateful speech towards the Jewish community, towards our military, towards people who are affected by 9/11, saying she's just a very hateful person. And I've been receiving death threats just by announcing I wanted to challenge her for office. I don't hold somebody else accountable for that. I'm not blaming Ilhan for it. She shouldn't be blaming the president. And as for the whole thing with the airport, I thought that was ridiculous. I had gone to D.C. earlier this month, and when I came back, I volunteer with veterans, and they wanted to be there when I came back from D.C., and they weren't allowed in the airport. So how would all these random people be allowed there? It was very, very staged.
Total staged photo op. And that pretty much is Ilhan Omar in a nutshell. Just totally staged, all about a photo op, using her identity to get into office, claiming to be a victim.
Yes.
So what is your path?
She's claiming victimhood, but she's the one attacking. And I don't know how everybody's not aware of what's going on. Like, her and her little squad of the socialists, they're not hiding what they're trying to do. And it's being spread to the whole Democratic Party. We saw that when the last presidential debate, they all raised their hand for free health care for illegal immigrants. They're not trying to hide that they're trying to destroy our country. She was doing more crimes recently. She was posting how to avoid the ICE. And it wasn't like they were being targeted. These were people who actually had deportation orders from a judge. And she was saying, here's how to avoid that.
No. That's actually criminal behavior. That's actually literally treason in U.S. code. I've cited it many different times. I mean, Ilhan Omar is guilty of treason. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. Most of these Democrats are. So what is your path to victory then? You've got the whole mainstream media against you. You have the entire Minnesota press against you. You have social media against you. And, of course, you have the brown-skinned Muslim woman who cries in Spanish, open the borders. You know, she's got all the power now somehow, probably a product of incest. So how do you have a plan to victory? What's your plan?
I am determined to fight. My goal is to reach out to the younger generations. I'm a millennial, and so I'm going to be reaching out to my fellow millennials, which is a huge group of voters that most people don't usually care about. So the millennials and the Gen Zers. And so I'll be going to some college campuses. They're very liberal campuses, but we've been getting support from people who will be voting for their very first time in 2020. And they said they want to vote for President Trump and they would like to vote for me. And like, to me, that's very inspiring to see young people excited about voting. And
please, Danielle, we're going to a break here, but I speak for a lot of people. Just please get that witch out of office. Okay. Just please. Like, seriously, I'm sick of dealing with her. I'm sick of covering her. I'm sick of her dividing this country. She's going to start a civil war. It's just god-awful. Thank you so much for coming on, Danielle Stella, running against Ilhan Omar. I mean, just get that witch out of office.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All the viewers and listeners understand something. But I think you do. You've got discernment. I don't have a filter. What you see on air is who I am. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm super pissed at myself. I'm angry at what I've done the last year or so. Because, well, let me just explain it. When I take the supplements that we sell that are the highest quality, best researched, that are all the missing links of nutrition that the globalists have by design imposed on us so that we are deficient, so that we are dumbed down, so that we are weak, so that we are lethargic. And I myself preach that we should be healthy and prepared, and then I don't do it. I'm not as healthy. People notice that. And then I'm not promoting it as much. Instead, I'm just saying, support us. Get the products. That's how we fund our operation. That's secondary. If I'm bringing you the best products like DNA Force Plus, I'm about to break down, then it's going to work great for you, and you're going to want to reorder it, which is a 360 win, a symbiotic relationship, a non-zero-sum game. And I know the problems. I've talked about it before. Almost 8 years ago, I was 80-plus pounds overweight. I was exercising every day, but all the chemicals, the environment, I couldn't lose the weight. I went on X2. I went on the first key products that we promoted that we knew were the best out there, and the weight just poured off of me. But then over the years, I get busy. I'm working hard. I run out of the vitamins and the minerals. I don't have an auto ship set up, and then I'm lethargic. I'm not working out. The same thing happens again, especially as you get older. So about 3 weeks ago, I religiously began to take X2 every morning. I religiously began to take fish oil every morning. I religiously began at lunch to take my DNA Force Plus that's so critical. And I've already lost 7 pounds as of yesterday. I didn't weigh today. And my workouts are explosive compared to where they were. I'm doing 3 times the sets. I'm working out for an hour and a half. The sweat's pouring off. I'm feeling great. I feel like I'm 20 again. And so I'm committing this time. I'm committing. In fact, I want to walk around the room. You guys bring the mic in here, please. Folks, I'm telling you, this doesn't just fund the operation, which is a win-win by itself. This literally empowers patriots' bodies and helps us with the tools God gave us. And the evidence, the science is all there. Thank you, Scott. Is it on? Thank you. Before we went on today, I told the crew, please get my mobile mic ready. And I'm going to tell you right now why I did that. I've done live shows before where I just wore a pair of sunglasses. And back when we were on YouTube, it get like 3 times more views if I wore sunglasses or a cowboy hat. Because it's out of the ordinary. People ask themselves, what's different about this? So today I decided to get the mic here and, you know, stand up. Because I want to note to everybody, this is special. This is important. I'm 45 years old. When I was 35, I swam to 2 miles a day sometimes and would jog and couldn't lose weight because I didn't have the missing links. I was deficient in things that nobody ever told me I was deficient in. I knew all about the Private Federal Reserve, the Trilateral Commission, the New World Order, Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophile rings. I knew all about geopolitical systems and the old Soviet Union and how the globals put the Chi-Coms in, but I didn't know about PQQ. I didn't know about CoQ10. I didn't know about all this, and I didn't know about clean iodine. And yeah, I want to fund my operation. I want you to get products that have changed my life and changed so many other people's lives that have 98% reviews and then experience that I'm not BSing you. So that for some of you, maybe in the first time in your life, you're going to experience somebody that treats you like they want to be treated. Let me tell you something right now. You see DNA Force? I went out to top manufacturers, the most respected, most highly tested, and I said, I want the strongest PQQ CoQ10 overall formula that has pure non-synthetic stuff in it that's ever been put on the market. And they said, well, that's like a $22 each bottle. I said, I want to put $50 a bottle in it. They said, nobody's ever done that. Then I signed a contract to double the amount I was going to buy. I got it down to $30-something a bottle for what it cost me to make this. Nobody does that. Ladies and gentlemen, you read what's in this and you research every ingredient in this and then you experience it for yourself. It's incredible. There's nothing like what God gave us through Mother Nature. There's nothing as strong. And you look at all the things that are in this. Elve ATP, the number one ingredient in 2008, winning all the awards for increased cellular energy levels and improves athletic performance. CoQ10, we have the best form of it. The ingredient was popularized and studied by Dr. Peter Mitchell and won the Nobel Prize for CoQ10. This is a Nobel Prize winning ingredient. PQQ, we got the best form of that. This ingredient has won multiple awards, including Ingredient with Best Science. There are over 1,000 published studies on PQQ health benefits. You might want to go read them. They make your telomeres last longer. That's the DNA. They literally rejuvenate the cells and the engines in them. And again, I get in the habit of getting so busy, I forget to eat breakfast most mornings. I almost didn't eat lunch today. They're like, hey, you're being a jerk. Eat lunch. I was better after that. You take the X2. You take the X3. You take the body's turmeric. You take the DNA force. Because this is the next level. You get a great response from it. And you fund the second American Revolution worldwide. But I want to be clear. Whether it's X2 or whether it's DNA Force Plus, this stuff isn't a game. I chopped my finger off 15 years ago helping people on the lake whose boat was on fire. Old Kevin Booth was there. It's a long story short. It was quite a fiasco. The finger was still numb until I took the original DNA Force 5 years ago. Feeling came back in it. You can actually say, because it's patented, that it regrows nerves. Now, that doesn't mean if you've broken your back and you're paralyzed, it's going to, you know, reconnect those giant nerves. But I had old back pains and things and old areas that were numb from football injuries where the nerves were so dead I had no feeling. The back pain came back, and then the back pain went away. So what I'm saying is it's not all just roses to have your nerves come back. You need to know PQQ, CoQ10, and the other ingredients in this aren't child's play. This is stuff God gave us. It's powerful. So consult your physician before you take it, because it could interact with something else you're involved in. Because we're not selling placebos. We're not selling snake oil. We're selling the most powerful nutraceuticals on the market, because I want to be that guy that puts out the best fish oil. I want to be the guy that puts out the best iodine. I want to be the guy that puts out the best turmeric concentrate. I want to be the guy that when you order the products we sell, you go, man, his info is not just good. His products are amazing, because I want a relationship with you, and I want to have a better world with you, and I want to dominate the globalists, and I want you to be healthy, because that's what I want for myself. And we're all connected. And anybody that tells you we're not connected is a Satanist. They may not know they're a Satanist. But Satanism is believing you're alone and believing that what you do doesn't come back on you. Listen, I'm a total individualist. But we are all collectively tied to each other. I believe individual freedom, but not at the expense of others. And that's the freedom and the free will God gave us, is to be individuals but collectively connected, not individuals who don't care about anybody but ourselves. So I want to encourage everybody, learn about the secret history of iodine and the IQ reduction when you don't take it. Learn about PQQ, CoQ10, Resveratrol, and all the other things. I mean, there's so many that are in R-alpha, lipoic acid, rhodiola, astragalus, reishi, Resveratrol. I mean, I just don't have time to go over it all. And they're all the best, the highest quality, and they fund the information war. This bottle could be full of air. It's not. It's full of the highest quality product. And it would still fund a revolution against tyranny. It would still stand up for unborn babies and born babies and our very country's existence. But just like our information is powerful, this product is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I'm so proud of it. So know this, when you get DNA Force Plus, it takes a few weeks to kick in, just like the iodine, because it changes the entire metabolic system in the body from the research that I've done in my own personal experience. And it's big medicine. It's big mojo. It's big. It's not globalist crap. It delivers. So check it out today. Both products, DNA Force Plus and the high-quality iodine X2 and X3. So that's three products. They're all 50% off right now, so you can experience these. A lot of you have already experienced it. You get great results, you forget about it, like I did. Get back on it. A lot of you stay on it. But a lot of people haven't tried it yet, and they need to experience it right now. InfoWarsLife.com for the X2, the X3, and, of course, the DNA Force Plus. Today, 50% off during this sale at InfoWarsStore.com.